News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, experts from across the road safety spectrum are going to be gathering in Kerry today for a conference on the issue. Among those speaking is Moya Murdoch. Moya Murdoch is now the Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland, but for roughly a six-year period, she was Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority. And of course, the Road Safety Authority came into being in and around 2006 when we had about 390, at least in the preceding year, 390 road deaths. And by the 6 years on, that was down to about 163 and remained at that level, slightly maybe 10 or 15% lower during Moya Murdoch's period. Then the RSA launched Vision Zero, aimed to eradicate road deaths. And 6 years on, we have 183 deaths as of last year. Moya Murdoch, where did they go wrong?
Oh, Anton, it is a sad situation. Road deaths and serious injuries have risen sharply over the last 5 years. I think certainly that period of COVID introduced a lot more complexity into the situation, a lot more driver distraction arising out of that period where people were stuck in their homes. Enforcement obviously is a key issue here as well, visible Garda enforcement. And people, that's the biggest deterrent. If they think they're going to get caught, they will behave. So, you know, there's a multitude of factors there, and it has to be solved by a multitude of agencies as well in order to bring it back to where we were before.
Now,
as
you would know better than anybody else, that when you say the multitude of agencies, that the core function of the Road Safety Authority was bringing together that multiplicity of agencies and actually getting coherent approaches aligned. Have they lost the ability to do that?
Well, I can't really comment on that, Anton. I'm here to talk about what the insurance industry is doing to try and reverse the trend, the upward trend. So I think, you know, there's a lot of people there can contribute to that conversation. I think the Road Safety Authority is full of excellent, competent people who are really committed to reducing the deaths and injuries on our roads. So I think, you know, it's all about maybe getting the right strategy there and leading us back to where we were before. So the insurance industry certainly wants to play their part and doing that as well by helping young drivers and drivers in general and working with the enforcement agencies to make sure that happens.
In terms of the insurance costs, have they risen hand in hand with the increase in road accidents and road deaths?
Insurance is definitely a symptom of rising collisions. First and foremost, there's always a devastated family behind every fatality. But sadly, yes, it is has an impact on your premium as well. Road collisions certainly result in injuries, in vehicles damaged, and that means that there's going to be a claim. It follows that as collisions rise, premiums also rise. I think it's the lesser of the two evils there. We have families and communities devastated, but certainly premiums are impacted. And that is, we have benefited from a reduction in road deaths previously, and that did impact, among other things, on the cost of your insurance. And now we are seeing them creep back up again. And certainly when the cost of materials, the cost of labour, everything that goes to putting a car back on the road or trying to rehabilitate an injured person or compensate a family that have lost a member, it all impacts on the premiums for everyone.
Now, when you look at the factors that are driving the premium increases and driving the road deaths and road accidents, is youth, masculinity and drink and drugs still the sort of the quartet of greatest threat?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Anton. I think it's back to basics. It's still driver distraction. It's still drug driving. That has seen a big increase over the last number of years. And it also is just general poor behaviour on the roads. And it really needs visible Garda enforcement to ensure that we change those attitudes that are deteriorating. We need to try and get people to realise that if they are misbehaving on the road, that they will be caught. Insurance is a big issue. It is also an indicator that if you don't have insurance, you're bound to actually have a lot of other issues, maybe no NCT, no tax, and speeding or using the mobile phone. It's a real indicator that this person is going to be doing other things as well. So over the last number of years, and you will have heard about the new insurance motor database that has been launched, the guards now have at their fingertips all of the insurance details of every vehicle out on the road, and they can identify by the number plate what your car is insured for, who's insured on it, and if you're eligible to be driving it.
Now, you talked about the kind of issues there that the guards can take action on and the need for the guards to do it. As you watched the numbers in the Garda Traffic Corps decrease over the years, because they decreased significantly, did you feel that it was predictable we would end up where we are?
I suppose it has to, it follows. There is a level of sustainable enforcement resources that will ensure that there's good behaviour out there. And it's between 8 and 10% of the overall Garda numbers. That has deteriorated over the last number of years. There's no denying that. And that has had a direct impact on the road safety performance of this country. And, you know, we have a new Garda commissioner now. I'd be very optimistic. He really has indicated that he's fully committed to bringing road deaths down and ensuring that we get back to where we were before. So we want to support Justin Kelly in doing that. And I think that can be reversed.
What then about the manner of administration of road safety generally? Because, of course, there was the Indicon report that said that the Road Safety Authority should be split in two, one half effectively being bureaucratic and dealing with things like testing and NCTs, and the other being advocacy. The government started down that road and then U-turned, presumably from the people running the organisation. That makes you a total lame duck. So what, from an Insurance Ireland perspective, would you like to see?
I think it's back to simple, you know, things that work, Anton, and that is visible Garda enforcement and good driver training. I don't agree that the Road Safety Authority should be split. I think it did a great job before. I think we can get back there, but it is a cross-agency collaboration is the only way that we can solve this problem. I think we just need to get back to basics. There are lots of things that insurers do, such as telematics, young driver supports, safe driving rewards. The guards have a roads policing section. I think that needs the proper resourcing, and they need to be funded. They need to get the investment that requires the technology tools, the camera network. It's a cross-agency solution. We need everything working together. More cameras, more guards, and more technology tools there to bring it back to where we were. Ireland was one of the leading countries in road safety, and I believe we can be again without very much change.
Interesting. We're getting loads of texts and suggestions as to what people would like to see done. One suggesting, what about a 10-year monitor fitted to all novice drivers' cars? Penalty point bonus as part of car insurance premiums. Another suggesting, why don't we have a situation where mobile devices can be automatically disabled in the cars? Are the solutions high-end tech or simple driver skill and behaviour?
High-end tech can help, but most of these things are very simple. Turn the phone down. There's lots of campaigns I've had in the past. Put the phone in your bag, leave it alone. We heard yesterday about the alcohol interlock system. Professor Dennis Cusack talked at length at that, and I think that is also really important for commercial vehicle drivers, and at least, and for recidivist drivers who continue to break the law, they certainly should have something like that fitted to their vehicle. These are not new technologies. They're in place in lots of other jurisdictions. So we should look at adopting lots of that technology as well. We have traditionally in this country not had a big uptake on the telematics. Insurers do provide discounts if you put a telematics black box in your vehicle. But Irish drivers seem to want to, you know, go at will without having somebody monitor their behaviour. It hasn't had the same success as it had in the UK. So we maybe need to push that a little bit more.
Moya, thank you. Moya Murdoch, Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland and, of course, former Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.